What About the Biden Family's Other Crimes? By Donald Jeffries. Presidential son Hunter Biden was finally convicted of something. Hunter was convicted of three federal gun charges, which carry a maximum penalty of 25 years in prison. Since there is no minimum penalty for the charges, it is far more likely that he receives the kind of lenient punishment the elite invariably do. In the wake of Hunter's conviction, the unanimous refrain from the state-controlled media is that this proved that not only is no one above the law, but it demonstrated that Joe Biden and his Justice Department are fair and unbiased. It is interesting that the gun charges, certainly less serious than the allegations springing out of Hunter's connections in Ukraine and his infamous laptop, are what made it into court. What about the rumors regarding the rape of a 10-year-old girl, which was alluded to early on as having been recorded on his laptop? Or the numerous images of his nude 14-year-old niece, which again were said to be on the laptop? Hunter was not prosecuted for any of his financial shenanigans in Ukraine, which coincidentally connect to his powerful father. The big guy isn't about to have his own crimes exposed. The Biden family is beset with allegations of criminal activity. Daughter Ashley Biden was arrested for marijuana possession while at Tulane University in 1999. Ashley's history of drug addiction was seemingly triggered by the inappropriate showers her father Joe took with her as a child, and who knows what else, as she recounted in her journal. Ashley left that journal behind while in a drug rehab center, and the woman who found it and sold it to Project Veritas was subsequently sent to jail for 30 days. Also, Ashley was charged with obstructing a police officer and engaging in a brawl outside a Chicago bar in 2002, but the charges were dropped. Joe Biden's brother Frank's brushes with the law have flown decidedly under the radar. In 1999, he was a passenger in a car involved in a fatal drunk driving accident, and was held partially responsible for the death of a 38-year-old man and ordered to pay that man's family almost $1 million. As of 2020, he had yet to pay up. In August 2003, Frank Biden was arrested for drunk driving in Fort Lauderdale and sentenced to 6 months of probation. A year later, he faced another arrest for driving with a suspended license, but managed to avoid jail time by undergoing a 3-month rehabilitation program. In October 2003, Frank was accused of stealing two DVDs from a Florida Blockbuster. He subsequently failed to appear for his court hearing, but predictably was not prosecuted. Joe Biden's niece Caroline was booked for assaulting a police officer in 2013, following a dispute over unpaid rent with her roommate. The case was dismissed after she agreed to anger management counseling. In 2017, she rang up purchases of over $110,000 on a stolen credit card, but pleaded guilty to petty larceny and avoided jail time. In August 2019, she was arrested for driving under the influence and driving without a license after crashing into a tree. Pill bottles were also found in her car, and a blood test confirmed drug usage. Her arraignment was conveniently delayed until the day after the presidential election, and she was, not surprisingly, sentenced only to probation. Although all references to underage rape and the nudity of his niece have been dropped, even from alternative media reporting, there are numerous images of Hunter Biden on his laptop consuming illegal substances, often with high-priced prostitutes. Those drugs, and prostitution, are illegal. According to an article in The New Yorker, Hunter Biden claimed that, as a child, his then U.S. Senator father would occasionally take him and his brother Beau on drives through affluent neighborhoods. They would enter vacant mansions by going through second-floor windows when the front door was locked. If there was a realtor anywhere on site, Biden would charm him or her into giving them a tour. This is exceptionally strange behavior for anyone, let alone a prominent politician. Hunter grew up in a 10,000-square-foot mansion which belied any claims of a middle-class upbringing. Joe Biden's 1994 quote that, "I don't care why they're smoking crack, cocaine. We have an obligation to cordon them off from the rest of society," would become extremely ironic given his son's longtime addiction to crack. The Biden family, including the president, has a track record of dubious activities breaching numerous laws. A headline in the Federalist trumpeted, "Hunter's conviction is a fig leaf to cover the Biden family's more serious crimes." Federalist CEO Sean Davis noted, Any verdict in the gun trial is functionally irrelevant because the corrupt Biden has already proven that the entire justice system is rigged. Donald Jeffries is a highly respected author and researcher whose work on the JFK, RFK, and MLK assassinations and other high crimes of the deep state has been read by millions of people across the world. Jeffries is also the author of three books currently being sold by AFP Bookstore,